This is a quarterly program. I hope I've not confused anybody with anything I say. If you are confused, feel free, ask me, yes. Ask your question.
Good afternoon, sir. Praise God. Sir, you taught us about our hair and our dresses. There is a place in the Bible about adorning our hair. Now, there is actually an argument that plaiting of hair is wrong, is a sin. Sir, is it a sin to use wool or cord for our hair to beautify ourselves, sir?
Listen very well. Thank God you asked that question. That scripture is in 1 Peter chapter 3. Can we open it? Listen very well. Very, very well. That scripture is wrongly interpreted. Let's read it. Peter was talking to the women from verse 1. From verse 1. It talks about women. Listen very well. Likewise, you wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, that is their unbelievers, they also may without the word, being unbelievers, be won by the conversation of the wives, that is by your lifestyle, by your character that you display, they will be attracted to your God. The next verse, now see it. While they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear, your holy lifestyle. Now, verse 3 is where we are going. Whose adorning, your appearance, the things you are adorning. Now, listen very well. This is where they miss it. Let it not be that outward adorning, the thing that will attract your husband to your faith. It will not be your outward appearance adorning of plaiting the hair, the way you plait your hair, of wearing of gold, or of putting on of apparel. Verse 4. But this is how you say you should appear. But let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible. See the type of jewelry you are supposed to put. The ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. Now go to verse 3 again. Now, if you use this scripture to say you should not plait your hair, you should not wear gold, you should not also put on any apparel. Does it make sense to you? You didn't understand. You don't understand this one. Huh? That same scripture says you should not be known for plaiting hair or for putting on apparel. And you are saying that means that scripture say don't put on gold and don't plait your hair. I said that scripture also said don't put on apparel, don't wear clothes. If you interpret it that way. So that is not the scripture for not putting on a ring or doing whatever you do to your hair. That is not the scripture. And I've seen preachers use that scripture several times. But sometimes preachers are not sincere. That scripture is clear. It is not the scripture to use for what you do to your hair, for wearing a ring. That is not the scripture. That scripture is telling you that the type of appearance that you will appear before your husband that will attract him to your God. If you are married to an unbeliever, it will not be the style of clothes you wear, the type of clothes you wear, the way you plait your hair, the way you do this, but it will be the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit. Not a talk, you talk. A fight, you fight back. A do this, I do that. He said you will not win him with it. God bless you.
It's Excuse me, sir.
Yes.
Please, I'm sorry. Please permit me. But, sir, the question is it wrong or bad to use wool or cord for our hair?
Listen. Listen to me, sister. I've not talked. If I am not a preacher that will design how you will look like. The Bible tells me that we should let our moderation be made known to all men. What the Bible tells us to do is not to follow the fashions of the day. And you know that plaiting hair is no more a fashion of today. The fashion of today is not plaiting hair. The fashion of today is all those nonsense they do, those attachments, Indian hair, American hair, and a black man is putting another person's hair, come out another person's hair, put for your hair, come out all the demon, add it to the one you have, then you have all the nonsense that is going on today. It's fashion. A Christian, that's why our emphasis, go and get the Holy Ghost, you will know how to appear like a Christian. God bless you. Yes?
Shalom, church. Daddy, I want to ask this aspect that you talk about a person that is having a call, the call of God in his life. And many people have used this version of the Bible that the gift of a man always make a way for him. And because of the calling upon the life of a man, we will say God closed down all aspects of things. That is why God said that is the time for him to walk the walk of God. That is why majority of Christians have gone astray in this aspect. So I want to ask, I want you to throw more light on that area. Because
which area? I've spoken about it. What do you want me to say again?
Because I have a brother that is also called. He approached a company to go and work. But the white man in that company said, which work are you looking for? That already there is a work that is working. So he was like confused. And he's inside the ministry not working presently. But as if maybe because of the call, he should not work. That is what he will do for his life, for his living.
Praise God.
Amen.
God will help all of us.
Amen.
Amen. You see, a lazy man can hide under that thing. God call me. God call you. Anything that happened in the ministry, there must be a pattern in the Bible. There must be a pattern in the Bible. And our apostle to the Gentiles, Apostle Paul, was he called? Yes, we know how he met the Lord on his way to Damascus and his ministry started. But he was walking. He said, this my hands met my knees and the knees of those around me. He was walking. This ministry, I started it 17 years ago. I was doing my business and sponsoring this ministry. 100% with my own funds. So walking until I'll be in Abuja pursuing contract. One day God wired me. He seized my payment in Abuja with the government I was working doing contract with. Seized my business, my money, 20 something million naira. And I stayed in a hotel for nearly 1 month and they would not pay me. And suddenly somebody called me from the church and said, the Lord said you left my work to go and stay in Abuja. He said, get the check and let's see. That evening, I just called the airport, any flight, I dashed back to Lagos and asked him to forgive me. Why? Because I abandoned his work to go and pursue business. But if I was doing the work when I should be doing it, and because man must work. Praise the Lord. And when I came, I said, Lord, forgive me. Where I waited for them to pay. That time we were not on electronics, something like this. I received a call on my 090, you know that mobile phone at that time. From the bank. and say your check is out, and they were apologizing, and they said they have even paid it into my account, so I don't need to travel to Abuja. I can draw the money from their branch in Lagos. Because I now answer the call of God, the door was open. So if it is true that God wants you to work for him, that's why he blocked. Yeah, now that you answer, let the door be open now. Why are you still suffering, brother? That is what I'm telling you now. God doesn't call us and leave us to suffer. Like, nothing like that.
Daddy, thank you.
Thank you. Yes? Somebody's there.
Praise the Lord.
Yes?
I have a question concerning about a man. If you are having a relationship and the man is not showering you with gifts.
Yes.
I want to know if the man does not shower you with gifts, that means the man doesn't actually love you or what?
Yeah, it's two ways. What does he use to prove his love for you?
Because why I'm asking this question then, I was in a relationship then, he doesn't give me anything. Then I was looking for a job. I didn't have any money to like go around looking for a job. I called him if he could help. He didn't even respond to me. He told me, I have parents. I should go and meet my parents. That when I'm married to him, that is when he can take responsibility.
Now, you know that guy doesn't love you. You know he doesn't love you.
Then when I now got a job, he started looking for me.
Any yeye man that will come your way, Holy Ghost!
So, one day, I was driving somewhere. He now called me. And I told him, please, don't call me that I'm in front of last man. That last man will catch me that I'm driving. So, when I got to where I was going to, I now called him back. And I said, so I'm even driving and he's tracking. That I should bring money so that we'll get car together. So, I said, I'm not yet married to you now. Why would I come bring money? Remember when I was looking for a job? You abandoned me when I needed you the most. So
and
now,
it vexed me as you talk that kind of thing. Delete him from your phone, from your heart, from your mind, anywhere. Delete him. In fact, delete him from the book of life. Yes?
Shalom, church. Shalom, church. Yeah, Pastor, you were telling us about like body odor. When you were saying it, it looked as if it's only the men that have body odor. So women have terrible body odor, worse than the men. Yes. It's a good thing that you mentioned it, because some women don't know that they will clean themselves very well when they are bathing. Here, mouth and the down one. They don't know. Some people don't know, some women don't know that when they go to the toilet and wee-wee, that they should use toilet roll to clean themselves up before coming out to join the people in the church. One woman had left like that from this side one day, went to ease herself. When she came back, all around us was odor, bad, offensive odor.
Holy Ghost fire.
Holy Ghost fire indeed. I was so uncomfortable. I marked her, but I didn't know how to talk to her. Another one went to ease herself, came out. She did like this, and she put her bum bum, faced it on my face. Come and see, but odor. I didn't know how to talk to her. So it's a good thing that you mentioned it.
Thank you very much.
Yes. And another one is this. Sorry, women, I don't mean to be...
Go on, they are benefiting from it. Yes.
Please, if you go to use the toilet, clean yourself up very... Have tissue paper in your bag. I have it in my bag, plenty. Yes, when you urinate, clean yourself. If you come out, you don't smell bad.
Thank you very much.
Another one, when you are leaving your house, use perfume.
Yes.
Some people, when you tell them to buy perfume, they say, I have. Now, like you, they no get. Or some people go, one perfume is not enough for woman. Various. Yes. And then that is.
Thank you very much. If you don't have perfume, let me see your hand up. You don't have perfume, stand up. Yes, I want to tell you where you will buy.
You are finished.
Now me go give you perfume. I be your boyfriend.
I wonder.
Oh, okay, from Nasarawa State. Okay, Chukwu Igwe. In relationships, sir, please address us on matters concerning doctrine, Trinity, for marriage, or a man that doesn't have the same belief, or you don't have the same faith with your husband or with your wife, whether it will affect you. These are some of the things you will settle before you get married. Marry a man that is of the same faith with you, it is better. Because your spiritual life will not be distorted, will not be disturbed. These are one of the things you establish during courtship.
Praise God. Sir, I want to know, I've been seeing this before I try to start. When one will just start, when you get a place to stay, immediately people will, because the Bible says, let we that we should have the mind that is in Christ. People will try to come around and stay with you. And sometimes there are people you will find it difficult to control. So how much more when you get a better place, because you made mention that one must have a better accommodation before try to get to approach anybody. So I know I've been seeing it before. Then everybody will come, both people from your own side and people that has been in town before you come. I know somehow they'll come and try to...
No, certain. Look, you must be a man. When we are singles, including me, you have friends. In fellowship like this, you have brethren that have nowhere to stay and temporarily they want to stay with you. So they share the little space you have with you. Love permits that. But now when you want to bring a wife, you give them quit notice without compromise. My wife is coming, I don't want anybody around. And everybody will go. No apology for that. My wife is coming, I am wedding so day. Everybody out. If they say you are wicked, God is commending you. You are a very good man. God bless you. Yes.
Praise the Lord, church. I am a fiancé. We met during the NYSC time. He's based in Nasarawa, Kwanga. His parents are from there. He has a job in Nasarawa. I have a job in Lagos. Actually, starting a media company. So we want to settle down. And it's like, if we settle down, he's trying to tell me that I should still retain starting the company till it gets to a level, like a year, before relocating to him. But my close relations feel is wrong. If
now
you marry,
do what?
We are trying to like get married,
yes.
But still try to retain our jobs,
yes.
In each places.
Yes.
Since I'm running a media company and he's also doing something in Nasarawa State,
yes.
Akwanga.
Yes.
So he is suggesting that maybe I stay for some months and gain stability, then we'll now work out a way to base together. But my close relation feels is wrong. A woman should go and meet the husband after marriage and they should live together. But his suggestion is different from
mine. No, listen. Listen very well. From what you are saying, it is not your decision but the decision of your relations.
Yeah.
You see, and that is wrong. In this difficult period of economic period, communication, means of travel is easy.
Yes.
When you walk, what if, for instance, you get married to, say, a policeman or a soldier man? Many of them have their families in Lagos here, have their families in Abuja, because of the children going to school. They leave them in one place. They are transferred here for the next 30-something years of service. No permanent place. And yet they are with their wives. They travel. They meet. The wife comes or he comes. And there's nothing wrong with it. If you are faithful with one another, nothing wrong with it. Stop unnecessary influences. Marry. That is important. The two of you will decide where to stay and how to stay. God bless
you.
Thank you, sir. And the person is from Akwanga for that matter. You must marry. from Akwanga. Hi. Is he an Igbo man? Eh, sister? He's an Igbo man. Which tribe?
Wamba local government. But his parents are based in Akwanga.
Which tribe?
Wamba.
Okay.
Anulika village.
Okay, it's okay. Sister,
thank you, sir.
To my brother. You must marry and I will attend the wedding. Yes? Next person, quickly.
Shalom, church.
Oh,
brother,
yes?
good afternoon.
God bless you.
I don't want to get something from what my sister asked.
Yes.
Concerning men that used to call. In this case now, this one normally call.
Call. Yes.
He will call. Then he will continue calling. Then you ask, what is your purpose of calling?
He will not and when say. He call, he will talk something now.
He will not say anything.
He will not talk something.
He will just be talking now. Don't
talk what? He must be talking something now.
I don't really get
and the gist. How was your day?
So,
have you read the book of Matthew? You remember where Jesus turned wine to water to wine? And then you'll be talking like that, Abby?
I don't think, because I've not gotten anything from what I've
Do you know the person?
I know
physically,
him.
I mean.
Yes.
And he's always calling you. Eh?
Yes.
So if he's disturbing you with call, then you answer only when you have time to hear his rubbish.
Even when you ignore the call for more than 6 months,
he will still call.
Continue calling.
Then, no, that's what I'm saying now. You know, then you will call him hello, say, what's up? I just wanted to greet. Okay, God bless you. I am busy. Shalom. Cut off. Finish. Finish. It's nothing more.
Even when you did like that, though, if accuse him of anything, just insult him. He will continue calling. Even if you call the call now, I'm busy. You give it to somebody.
And next time, just answer it and say, please hold on. Don't cut. Or hold on. Leave it on. When you credit finish, you go cut off.
I've done all these things.
And they tell you what to do now. When he calls, say, okay, and are you? Hold on. Leave her on there. They do the thing. What they do? When you credit finish, you go cut. Yes?
Sir, I have a guy now that...
Eh?
I have a man now that has been asking me...
No, he's a guy, not a man. you have a guy. Eh?
I have a man that has been
don't
asking
have relationship with guys, so... Hey, guys are very bad, though. Why not a brother in the faith? Go ahead.
Since 2009, then I just finished my secondary school. So I never gave him the chance to...
9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Go ahead, sir, 7 years.
Sir, he has been asking me out, but I never gave him a chance till late 2013. That was November 2013.
Yes.
So I accepted to be his friend at first. So then I went to write my exams wearing clothes. When I came back fully last year, August, he made a proposal. Then he said that he would take me to his parents, that we'll see. And I started getting serious with the relationship. And I had a guy also in America that wanted to
You have another guy. You're always going out with guys.
There's another guy that was making proposals. So when I found out that this guy, the man here around is serious, I decided to quit every other friendship or any other person that is even coming to ask me out.
So what's your question?
My question is now that since I got serious with him, I have been having one problem, just one problem with him, and that problem is chats. The chats are not just, I'm an open-minded person. I tell him these are my friends. He has my friends' numbers.
Do you know him physically?
Yes, sir, I know him.
So what's your question?
My question now is that each time I confront him about the chats, that because the chats are not just ordinary, they are like sex chats and all that, and I ask him, please, I don't like this chat that I'm seeing. He's telling
He's
me that I worry too much.
You.
With girls, not me. With other ladies.
What is your business with somebody you have put away? I'm trying to understand you. Eh? Sorry, maybe I'm not understanding you. I'm sorry. Obina Zoe, do you understand? Francis, okay. Do you understand what she's saying?
She was trying to explain something. She said she got involved with somebody that has been asking her out for the past 7 years. She later on accepted. Then somebody else also started coming for her hand from America. And then because of the person that she accepted, she refused to accept any other relationship and she remained with this guy. But the guy chats a lot with several women. She's jealous.
I thought I understood it like that too. Now, so what is your question now?
Sir, each time I confront him, he always tell me that I worry too much, that I should just leave him, that he's so addicted to chat, that I should just give him time to stop and all that. And
so now, what's your question?
My question is now, how do I still continue with him and just, because his friends told me that if I don't want to die young, that I should stop checking what he does with his phone.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The problem with us is this. Listen, church. Listen. Listen, oh. Praise the Lord. Listen. What I am concerned here is Christian relationship. He is not a believer. So how can I counsel such a relationship? That's the reason why if you are a Christian, then he said we should not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. He is not a Christian, he's not converted, and that is what they do when they are not converted. You see, if I were you, I would tell him, stop it, or the relationship is over. And why will you go to have an affair with an unbeliever? So it is what you sow, you reap. God bless you. Yes.
So my question is just about the hair. I was ignorant before, and I don't have the virgin hair anymore because my hair has been relaxed already.
Yes.
And now you cannot even comb your hair without it being relaxed. So my question now is, since I don't have the virgin hair again, how do I maintain the hair and how do I comb the hair without relaxing?
I think I've spoken about it. Sister, no, let's answer her. Can you hear me? Come. Maybe you didn't understand me. I told you, I said there are some sisters, after they have seen the need to maintain their natural hair as God expects us to do. Anybody that is still putting that nonsense on your hair, you are not converted. One day you will see the need to dress the way God expects you to dress. Now you realize it. Now you allow the old one to go up so that the fresh one will come out. I am aware that our women in the villages don't put chemicals on their hair. What they do, they plait the hair. I recommended that you do something, weave it, plait it while you are at home or while you are in a place where you know you will not need to expose it. Maybe cover it the way we cover like this. But when you are going out to your secular life, your hair is your glory. It's part of your beauty. Then you lose it. When you keep doing that, the hair will be stretching by itself. It will be stretching by itself. So you don't have to apply any chemical. It's a lie of the devil. And to start with, God gave you something and it's natural. Of course, you are not the one that is making it not to stretch. So God cannot hold you guilty for a natural thing on you. You can wear wig, artificial hair, if for any reason you have lost your hair. A woman should not be seen with gorimapa. A woman should not have bald hair. And so your hair, something happened to the hair and does not grow. Then you can put a wig, but that wig will be so close to the natural that if you don't tell somebody, they will not know you have put something on. God judges our motive for what we are doing. God bless you. Just one moment. Chika from Togo. Shalom, sir. May God bless you. I have two questions to ask. First, I physically and naturally look like a man. Joy. I walk like a man and talk like a man from childhood. How should I recreate myself? Because I felt so condemned as you were advising us. Secondly, Daddy, I'm into a solid and concrete relationship with my fiance. Before I came to know this naked truth 6 months ago. He believes in God and don't believe in Jesus. A scripture says, do not be equally yoked with an unbeliever. But sir, this man has spent so much on me. I have given him undoubted promises that I will spend my lifetime with him. He extends his charity to my entire family too. I don't know how to quit the relationship. He loves me more than himself. He goes hunger for me to eat. Honestly, Pastor, I love him. For no one has shown love and passion as he has done to me without demanding sex from me. I don't want to break his heart, for he can commit suicide if I leave him, sir. Please, what do you advise? This is my advice. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Amen. You want to push it to me, I push it back to you. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Because your case is complicated. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Take it to the Lord in prayer. And secondly, something that you are naturally born with. All that I am telling you and I advise you to do, I say, package yourself so that you can, you know, get the necessary attraction, give the necessary attraction. If that is how God made you, then you cannot change it. And the evidence is that for anyhow God has made you, God has also kept a man that will love you the way you are, for it is because of him God made you that way. Therefore, you have no problem even with your condition. A man is dying for you, so you don't have problem. Continue to talk like a man, walk like a man, for that is what makes that man to like you. But some other man will not like it like that. Praise the Lord. And concerning your relationship with him, amen. You have gone so far, and he does not believe in God. Now I'm throwing something back to you, Sister Chika. If what you are saying is the truth, then that this man loves you more than himself. If he loves you, he will love you the way Ruth loved Naomi. Your God will be his God. So it's a lie. He doesn't love you. If he loves you, he loves your parents. Why will he not love your God? So, from the description of how much this man loves you, he loves you more than he loves himself. He extends his charity even to your parents, and yet he hates your God. I disagree with your story. He doesn't love you. Because of the love he has for you, he will give his life to Christ. So, you are in position to influence him. If you love me, then give your life to my God. Then I will know you love me. If not, find your way. Clap your hands for Jesus. Romeo from Ghana. Shalom, church. Please, sir, I want to know if it is right for a believer to have a boyfriend or girlfriend, because in my church in Ghana, it's not allowed until when you are ready for to marry. Before, uncle, you have no right to approach a girl when you're not ready to marry. You have no right to allow a man come near you when you are not of age to marry. It's wrong. Boyfriend, girlfriend is a worldly terminology. Christians don't do boyfriend, girlfriend. When I use that language, boyfriend, girlfriend in the church, you know, I'm just saying it in a lighter mood. But the truth is, there's nothing like that. You don't enter into any relationship when you are not ready for marriage. Don't let anybody book you down when he's not ready to marry you. It is wrong. Yes, your church is correct in Ghana. God bless you. Yes.
Okay, sir. Is it good for you to marry somebody who you don't like, who you don't love?
Laila, Azubapa, Azubapa. You must marry somebody you love. If you don't love the person, that's not your husband. Thank you. Can we stand up and clap and clap and clap and keep clapping and keep clapping and keep clapping and keep clapping? Clap, 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 clap for Jesus. Hallelujah.